You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Welcome to Selection United We Stand podcast. It's post-match after Manchester United 1, Watford 0. With me in our studio is John Ashton, Stu Parrish, Aaron Buckley and Ant Shaw. And we're going to have a quick chat about the game. Before we do that, though, we've been selling the mag since 5 o'clock. That was hard work, wasn't it?
I can't even speak. I've not thawed out probably yet. Selling out on that bridge across from the canal with a wind howling up it. Yeah, it was very grim that tonight.
You mean where I sell as well?
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Where you was.
Honestly, it's the third night we've had the mag out, so I feel absolutely frozen. You said you were all right. You've got about 15 coats.
Yeah, I was all right tonight. I always do, don't I? I'm a bit of a soft ass when it comes to that. I've developed this technique for keeping the circulation going in my toes, and it looks like I'm stamping on the spot. People think I'm dancing.
I was used to.
Yeah, it's all right. Shaw's got a sweat on there.
Well, that's first of all, you own every single RBN hat that there's ever been brought out, and you've got about four of them on now. I thought it was quite inspiring to come back to the car and find our boss sat in it with the heater on.
Yeah, I had a night off tonight, so it's all right.
Oh, dear.
Not for a pint.
In terms of the game, it was... I think we said it on the last podcast, didn't we, that it was going to be potentially hard work. I mean, I think it might have been you, John, who said you won't be surprised to see either a 0-0 or get beat 1-0 or something like that, but it ground it out, didn't they?
Yeah, I know you're not going to agree with me on this one, but I had to enjoy the game tonight. I thought it was quite a good game of football. One thing I will say is, we're quick to slag United off sometimes and forget the opposition, but I thought Watford were really good tonight. I thought they played really well. We didn't deserve to win the game. We probably scarcely deserved to draw it, but there's a lot of young players in there, and I think physically they outdid us a little bit today. But no, it's just good to nick the win.
It's a good job they've got a clown in there, I think. Yeah. God, absolutely. Just stood over the wrong side of his net for the free kick. So I think that was... Well, it was the only difference between the two teams.
See, the one that Spurs been for being rubbish.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh God. If I was a Watford fan, why would you stand on the wrong side of the net?
I don't think he did stand over. I think he got mugged off by Depay, didn't he, running over the ball, and he took a step over.
His standing position was behind the wall. Honestly, watch it tonight.
I'll make sure
you
I will do.
Half two.
I think you said on Sunday, Steve, that it's not a results that you're interested in for the rest of the season, but after tonight, I have to disagree, because I've not celebrated a goal like that since Makeda's in 2000 and whenever it was. That was a massive result for us tonight, and we rolled our luck, and really, we're lucky not to come away with a defeat there. If they'd have had any decent strikers, we'd have been 3-0 down through defensive errors.
I think that was our... bizarre. That was probably the biggest game of the season for us in terms of like getting the season going. We've gone on these little runs and then just been beat every single time, but this time, like we said the other day, didn't we, on a podcast, to say we need to start actually making these runs, turn from 4 games now into 8 games, so let's just hope we can do it in the next few now.
Yeah, I don't know what Aaron was on about with his Makeda comparison. I think my clone in the derby was a bit better than that, but
I was actually caddying for my dad in that game, so I didn't see it.
I never celebrated that.
No, it's a huge result, isn't it, with the other results as well, which
it's
about.
It's just bizarre, isn't it? I mean, so City got leathered at Anfield, and City have had a pretty much look like without Bartore, a full strength side, they had out.
Did so, anyone expect that tonight? I just thought that game had won all written all over it.
Apparently City have won once there since in something like 20 years or something stupid like that.
They need to get Van Halen.
Their away form all season's been pretty poor though, hasn't it, with City's? I think we've gone level on points.
Well, they drew at Old Trafford, that's
yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah. I think we've gone level on points with them now, haven't we?
I don't think
but I think they've got a game in hand.
Pellegrini's never beaten Klopp, has he? So that might have been a factor.
That I was thinking last. were you thinking last? I thought last night when Leicester drew, I thought that might be them. That might be the end for them. Thinking like Arsenal win tonight, Tottenham win tonight,
and the best result of them all,
isn't it? And they've gone further. I mean, it just seems to be mapping out for them.
It just goes to show what a shit league it is, though, isn't it? You know, you're gonna win the league this year with 75-76 points, which it's been a long time since we won with that. Sort of level.
Imagine how shit it'd be if we won it.
Well, we're not quite out of it yet. If we win all 10 games, we can get to 77 points.
The interesting thing is, right, is the is that right? we've said it on this podcast before, we'd have to give the fucking trophy back. It just wouldn't be right, would it? It'd be a farce. It'd be an absolute farce. Yeah.
So I'm sorry about that. We didn't mean to.
What are your thoughts on the team selection? Because I it sounded pretty attacking to me when I heard it.
I thought it was strange to throw that kid in against two strikers who are very good, and they do, you know, if they played with a lone striker, I'd have thought it might have been a good game to play him in, but them two, they're quite an handful, aren't they? And you know, they did have a lot of chances in the end, but he actually did well, and Blind was the one that let us down today. He had a really poor game
after I said on the podcast on Sunday that he'd been probably you know one of our most key players in the last 6 or 7 weeks. He was dog shit, wasn't
he? You know what I'm absolutely pissed off about tonight though? Daley Blind's going to get a clean sheet bonus tonight that's going to rival my annual salary for 90 minutes of that.
Yeah, and Herrera was bad as well, and I thought one person I was really disappointed with was Depay, because I thought he'd kick on a bit from his performances, and I think he was actually playing against the worst right back I've ever seen in the Premier League. So
he owned him tonight, didn't he, that Neon?
Yeah.
You know, Depay was back to his irritating best, wasn't he, really?
It's almost like he's now sort of decided that that's the way he's going to play. He's going to do all these little back flicks, the flick through his legs and all that. And
I mean, what I can't understand is, you know, having played football to a fairly decent standard myself, he's like, if I tried a step over like that, I'd end up on my arse, but I could definitely find the target from 18 yards. And some of his efforts are absolutely shocking, aren't they? How his body can be so out of shape to end up slicing one out for a corner.
I had a beauty of set as well.
I was just wondering, is this like a load of lower league nerds who are doing a podcast about Buckley's performances? Amazing. I like the Palmer. I think you've got to give him a couple of years to settle in. He's only young, got bags of potential, just got to wait and see. But he just needs to get his attitude sorted.
He's clearly an absolute bellend, isn't he? But, yeah. But I quite like, yeah, I know.
He's got his initials etched into the headrest of his car.
Well, exactly.
With a coat with his bird on the back, didn't he?
Yeah. Oh, have you seen that? It is the most horrific thing. Yeah. And he posted it on Twitter on Valentine's Day as well, the twat.
He does look like the kind of guy who, I mean, I've not got a daughter, but I'd imagine if I had one and she brought him home, you'd just hand in the rule sheet straight away, wouldn't you? And he'd probably break every single one of them.
First date.
Yeah, indeed. Rashford ended up on the right wing, didn't he?
And yeah, particularly I wanted to mention that, actually. Credit to Van Gaal for once. He actually changed something in front three. You know, it wasn't working, so he swapped him around. I just wanted him to do it with Depay as well, because I wanted somebody else on that crap fullback that they've got. But yeah, he'd credit to Van Gaal, he did change it round today.
What do you think of his subs though? Do you think he's making them far too late again? You seem to be sat there for 10 or 15 minutes frustrated, thinking, why is he not changing it?
Lingard stripped off twice today, didn't he? And then told him to put his coat back on. So I don't know what that was about.
Yeah. What did his physique look like, Shaw?
He might have been sat in your car. Sorry.
the thing is though, with that Rashford though, is, do you remember when, I think it might have been Everton, where Martial got stuck out there by accident, and then he played that well, he never came back. He's going to end up playing out. I don't think Rashford will ever play up front again for United.
We've had years and years of that. Even pre Van Gaal, Ferguson used to do. You know, he played Chris Smalling at right back, didn't he? After he had half a good game against City once in the Charity Shield. We've done that for years and years.
I want to know what made him let Phil Jones take that corner that time. He must have seen that somewhere.
You just never know what's going through his head. But I liked him out that wide, though. And one thing you do like about him is I know he's got the goals and he took his goals well, which we said the other day were proper striker's goals. But you can see he's got something about him as well. He's direct, he's quick, he's got a turn of pace about him. And he's scoring goals is one thing, but he's also being able to contribute to the all-round team. And I thought he did really well tonight, Rashford.
Martial, for me, dips in and out of games, and he needs to develop a consistency. I know he's only 19 years old, but I felt at times tonight he was actually stood outside on that wing looking at Rashford thinking, I've only been injured 6 days and he's taken my place. He looks a bit miffed, and Rowo gave Blind a few dirty looks as well, as if to say, you're not a fucking centre-half, get out here where I am.
I think the same people who've done all right, Rashford, I thought, I mean, Varela had a couple of moments where he looked a bit out of position and stuff, but again, he battled hard and stuff. And
you don't mind that really much, though, do you? When you get the younger players like that, you can sort of forgive them because they're going to learn from it. It's when you get the older ones making their mistakes, that's what does your head in.
Thing is, though, I think some of those older players, what I liked about it was that some of them now need to think, do you know what, I'm not a shoo-in to get back in this side.
Yeah, like what you were just saying then, Phil Jones is still doing it. He's been here like 7 years, and you know, he can't even get him on the pitch, never mind. And when he does, he's making loads of mistakes. I mean, Norwich at home, he's at fault for both goals, weren't he? So we may as well play the younger lads because at least they'll learn. Phil Jones is nearly 24 now. I don't think there's any hope.
Is that how old he is?
Yes, I think so.
I mean, no, we're all sat here now in quite high spirits because we've scraped a 1-0 win. But, if the keeper hadn't made the error, like Shaw says, then it'd have been 0-0 and we'd have just been as frustrated. I looked at a few of those players tonight and they looked a bit dead on the feet. You know, Varela, like you say, I think he was a bit knackered tonight. He got the wrong side a few times, he got pushed off a few times, and I've been sort of thinking that Herrera and Mata were a bit knackered. Mata looked like the ball was running away from him about half a dozen times in that second half.
They did give a lot on Sunday, all of them though, didn't they? I thought that was the most spirited performance I've seen from United for a while.
Exactly what I'm saying, but that's how thin we are at the minute. I'm just looking at games now and we're getting to the business end of the season and we need to get behind them, and I'm looking for the next game thinking, have we got players back? Because, you know, we could really have a push now for that top four. I know that's changing my mind what I said on Sunday, but we could come with Stu.
I said at the start of this, though, that I think the biggest difference there was today was you realise physically, I thought Watford looked a massive team compared to us today. They looked a lot bigger, they looked stronger all over the pitch, and that makes you realise just what absolute fannies Arsenal are compared to that. They've not been able to put up as much of a game as what Watford managed to against us today.
And I don't think we helped ourselves tonight. You know, you might laugh, but it was windy, wasn't it? And we're pumping balls up to their massive centre-halves all the time. You know, that windy tonight, there were crisp packets all over the pitch, weren't
there? Yeah, I was going to complain about that. Actually. You actually bought something in the ground for the first time ever, didn't you?
I did, yeah. I had to buy an hot chocolate, which had no sugar in it, so it was horrible. But, yeah, anything just to try and warm me up a little bit.
How long did you wait for it to cool down?
No, it was all right this time, actually, because how cold it was outside, so I could drink it by around about 75 minutes in. It was all right.
I reckon everyone's going to switch off at this point.
Yeah. I've already paused, don't worry.
I had my Harry Ramsden's while you lot were selling, so it was all right.
The thing is, I mean, just bringing it back to the... Just to take you off hot chocolate just for a minute, lads, and talk about one. Van Mata looked cropped. He went down injured, didn't he, and was struggling. I thought he was going to come off, and he ended up very unlike Wan Mata, I thought, by running it off and then getting himself back into the game, and then second charge, right, and that was the armband.
I think he was man of the match tonight, and like, I know Aaron just criticised him then, but I thought most of everything that every chance we made, I thought went through him. So you know, credit where it's due. I've criticised him enough this season, so you got to give him some credit.
Yeah, I'd agree with that completely. I thought everything that good that we did always came through him. He is what he is, you know. He's not quick, he's not strong, that's not the sort of game, but he's obviously a clever player, quite a cute player in that sense, isn't he? And yeah, I thought he did alright.
Is there any coincidence that he's stepped up since Rooney's been out?
Yeah, well, that's another thing I've said for a while. I think we look a better team. You play one or the other of those two because they like to play the same position, but doesn't it just go to show what a lack of characters we've got in the squad, though, that you've got a few injuries and you've got to make one match, captain.
Yeah, I've always, as a few of us are around here, massive Wayne Rooney fans, but and then when he's, I think he's always been overly criticised when he's probably, even when he's deserved a bit, I think he's always been over the top. But this is the first time I've ever, when he's been out the side, actually felt we're not actually missing Rooney.
I do think he's finished me. So
I was a massive Brian Robson fan, but just not in his last season. It's like, I think that's where he's just finished now. So like, if he goes to China and get a load of money for him, I'd take that.
His positioning's still good, but so's you know, the lad that's just coming.
But the point I'm trying to get to is are these people, like, you know, the people who are out, are they going to automatically walk back in, or do you think they're going to have to earn it?
No, and I think we'll buy another load of players in the summer as well. So I think there's going to be a few looking over the shoulders now, the likes of Phil Jones and Rooney and people like that.
It's a pace up front though as well, isn't it? You know that ability, especially Rashford likes running in behind. Do you get to play out wide? And it just creates so much more space for players like Mata to be able to orchestrate the game a little bit more. But when you've got runners and you know, the thing you have to say with Rooney is, does he have that mobility that he used to have to be about the pitch, and that ability to stretch defences? And I'm not so sure anymore.
I've probably been a bit harsh on Rooney, but when you look, there's Rooney, Schweinsteiger and Fellaini all been out at similar times, and we've just got so much more pace in the team. I don't think that's any coincidence. I mean, that's the main.
It's modern football for you now though, isn't it? We look at that midfield three that we've got, and they are a bit more dynamic and nimble, aren't they? And they've got the ability to switch play. You look at other top sides, you know, you look at Spurs, they're all fast, aren't you? Every single one of those players is quick, aren't they? You know, all good sides have got nimble players. You don't have lumps like Fellaini playing for them, do they?
No, very much so. What about, obviously, next game's West Brom, which isn't a bad fixture, although they did have a good result at Leicester and a decent win at home against Palace. It's not a bad fixture to keep a run going, is it?
No, we usually do quite well at West Brom. I think we've got a good record against them over the years. You'd expect to go there and win. They have had a bit of a good run. And where are they in the league? I think they're about mid-table, aren't they? So they're usually the side you want to play, aren't they, this time of year? You know, they're not desperate for points. They're sort of meandering towards the summer. But yeah, you've got to go there and win.
They look pretty good the other night. Look pretty decent the other night. Well, I was wondering if that guy gets in on his West Brom ticket again.
Oh, from Shrewsbury, yeah. That was incredible, wasn't it?
Like a season ticket.
Thing is, though, that Talk Sport ran with that, and Daily Mirror ran with it and everything else. The lad was bricking it in case the ticket office rang him up. It's a decent fixture. United should win that game at West Brom, shouldn't they?
Yeah, I don't know, but do you lot know who might be back player-wise? Like Chris Smalling, or... Is he's coming back? Chris Smalling.
Damian are supposed to be like near.
Well, Damian came on the sub, didn't he? Yeah, tonight, he did. So he's definitely back. Solid. Yeah, you were selling. Yeah. So was I, but I still managed to watch a bit of the game. Somebody told me actually that apparently we've won every game that Chris Smalling hasn't played in this season.
Oh Jesus!
I don't know if it's true or not. It might just be somebody staring it up. But Aaron, West Brom.
That's what we are looking at now. Just the personnel coming back, because you'd like to think if we got a few more for selection, then you know we could continue this run. But if we're going to give chances away like we did today, I've never seen Daley Blint give the ball away so much. It was like we're trying to concede.
I think we've got our eye that derby, haven't we, at the end of the month for players back. But you know, hopefully in the cup games that we've got in between West Brom and City, hopefully we can play, you know, bring a few back, introduce a few.
That team tonight's not going to go to the Etihad and get a result. I wouldn't have thought.
No,
I don't think
it's going to get overrun.
Yeah, I don't think our best side's going to go there and get anything, judging by their performance in the last couple of seasons.
But again, their record at
Anfield's just woeful. You know, it's quite a staggering stat, really. Somebody posted on Twitter last night, some guy who does odds compiling and all that kind of stuff.
Scott?
No, not him. No, I'll tell you, not as good as that. But he put up there like their results there since 1962, like just L, W, or D, and it was just L's and D's right the way throughout. It's quite unbelievable. But yeah,
bored.
Yeah. Very, very bored. Yeah, very, very bored.
Did he get himself enough chocolate?
Yeah, with no sugar in it. I tell you one thing that just a quick one to sort of wrap up. I saw it on Twitter at half time, somewhere like the Watford attendance tonight, the actual turnout was getting praised to the hills, you know, because they've actually filled an end on a midweek night. Not that, you know, we ever do it. Not that if we took 10,000 to a game at midweek, but. You know, one thing I will say to any Watford fans who are listening is, if you're going to sing "Your Support Is Fucking Shit," don't follow it up with Elton John's "Bar Me Army," for God's sake.
God, they were just, I mean, fair play to them. They brought enough of them, didn't they, tonight? And they were noisy enough. But they all go through the same repertoire of same shite, don't they? They might as well be QPR or Crystal Palace. You just look at them, it's just the same repertoire of some knobhead bingo that you can tick off every week.
Do you remember the outrage on the bus after the game at Vicarage Road when we all got back and everyone was raging about that wasp?
I do indeed.
Or the Hornet or whatever, their mascot.
Had Elton inside
that wasp.
when they score.
Oh, that's poor. Yeah,
the coaches are a quid tonight for Watford fans.
Is that right?
Yeah, yeah. They got subsidised. So
I noticed that actually, because they were all on the same firm of coaches, weren't they? So that come past us.
Yeah, well, I mean, fair play to Sir Elton John for subsidising their away travel.
I've never heard a Spandau Ballet number at Old Trafford. Or did you hear that?
Sung a bit of gold at one point.
There's a guy in Aaron who was singing Marcus Rashford. He's one of our own. Not fucking Harry Kane's on.
I saw a guy tonight with a Rashford shirt on.
Right. Well, I can top that, right?
Oh, no.
About four rows from me, I heard someone shout, "You ready for this? Chat shit, get rashed." Now, if he hadn't been four fucking rows away from it, I'd have launched my way down there. I was livid.
I don't get it.
It's the worst thing I've ever heard in my life. One last thing, what does that do for? It's a bit less than that, isn't it? What does that do for... what are your thoughts? As we talked about it on Sunday, and we've had quite a lot of fixtures since then. What are your thoughts on where United... Where does that leave United now in terms of the season? Because we're a little bit closer, potentially.
I think we've gone level with City there. The momentum's obviously on our side, but I know we've got West Brom, haven't we, on Sunday, but then I think there's quite a tough run of fixtures coming up, especially in all three competitions. So it's tough to say. We're definitely back in the mix. I don't think we'll nick into that top four. I think we've left it too late, but it's certainly give us a chance anyway.
Yeah, I think the cup competitions will do us. I don't think we'll get in the top four. I don't think we'll get that near it. I think we'll drop off a bit and a few of the others will find their feet. But
that's just my balloon. We're really looking forward to the run until I listen to these two. I'm just going to stick with Sunday. I don't think our squad's...
You'll be married by then, so your life will be miserable as it is.
Hey, don't she listens to this?
I think we've got too many players injured, haven't we, to push them, really. Especially when we've got that derby at the end of the month. I'm quite concerned about that.
Not like you.
I it's not a game anyone enjoys, that, is it, really? And thoughts on the... I know we talked about it on... Sunday, but where do you think any change on where you think the title's going to go after this?
Yeah, definitely, because I said Arsenal, so I mean, fell apart, haven't they? I don't really see how you know
they're spent that. I mean, they've just done
everybody's shit, though, aren't they?
I honestly don't know. I'm still sticking with Tottenham. I mean, that was a tough place to go there tonight, West Ham. You know, they've lost a lot of games. West Ham beat a lot of teams.
Tottenham and West Ham as a rivalry is pretty intense in terms of support. And if that's their last trip to Upton Park, I can't see that. I can't see that'll have ended up well.
I think they play at home to Arsenal this weekend as well, don't they?
Yeah. So it's quite an interesting game. I said Leicester, because I thought they'd do it, but when you look at Spurs, if they get a result in that Arsenal game, that is going to be massive for them going into the end of the season.
I think it puts Arsenal out of it, without a doubt. But
you reckon Arsenal lose three on the trot? I don't. I reckon they might. I reckon they'll get at least a point at Spurs.
They're notorious though for ballsing up from sort of March onwards, aren't they? So
I just don't rate Spurs either. So yeah. Spurs have lost to Newcastle at home this year. That's, you know, everybody's lost losing games.
One of the stat nerds on Twitter, they said that in March and April, Arsenal of their last 9 years, that's when Arsenal have dropped most of their points throughout the entire season.
Really, blimey.
We're drifting across the car park here.
We are, aren't we? yeah. Studio.
Yeah.
Listen, even if Arsenal win it, they once had the dinosaur at the end of a minute silence, so it, no matter what, really, no one can take them very seriously. Anyway, good win for United. We'll have took that stuffy win. Probably grafted it, dug it out, but sometimes those are the things that you've got to do, so we'll take that, given the way the season's gone. West Brom next, and we'll have a podcast from down there, but between now and then. John, Stu, Aaron, and Anne, thanks. And we'll speak to you soon.
This holiday season, reach for the one butter that never disappoints. Kerrygold. Made with milk from grass-fed cows on Irish family farms, it's rich, creamy, and perfect for baking. Whether browning butter for cookies or crafting the flakiest pie crust, Kerrygold's high butterfat content makes all the difference in flavor and texture. Holiday treats will taste extraordinary.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.